Time to wake up, man.
Quick throw, and Jennings sticks them in the belly with a tackle. Rick beautifully going to throw the sideline, stepping in front of it and picking it off. Kip Jennings! Fade to black!
You've gotten more attention in three games than maybe your whole career. The days of flying under a radar are long gone for you, I think, huh?
Yeah, you can say that, but I just try to keep my head focused and continue to do what I've been doing and try to help the team win.
There's an assumption out there that all of a sudden Tim Jennings worked on his game to the point that now he's playing well. Tim Jennings has played well as long as he's been a Chicago Bear. But what was the subtle adjustments, the things you needed to do as you looked in the mirror?
Last year, you know, I've just been missing out on a whole lot of opportunities of getting the ball, getting turnovers. And every day before practice, I go out and work on some jugs. And during practice, I just catch a whole lot more balls. So
you've said that your hands have always been good.
Yeah.
So what did you need to actually do to make them better?
I think I just had to catch a few.
Deep down the right side for Avery. Tim Jennings picks it up for the 20.
You know, just get that confidence and that mentality back that, you know, you can catch it. But it's like once you drop a couple of them, then your confidence level go down. Then you always question yourself and this and that. So
as you say, if you're thinking about something, you're going to fight it. So are you fighting the ball a time or two last year when it was there for the taking?
I knew the play was coming and I was in position, but how I'm going to come up with it is, you know, the next step. And I think when I start to think about it like that, it's a little too late. And then once I realize the ball's on the ground, and, you know,
here comes some push-ups.
Yeah, we got to do the push-ups. So.
To the right, one step, throw slant, incomplete. Tim Jennings defending Brandon Gibson. As Rodgers takes, going to throw, right side slant, broke it up. Tim Jennings heard from again.
You're the second most targeted cornerback in the league through the first three games, yet you've given up nothing. Your quarterback rating as a defensive player this year is 4.2. For the first three games, it's a long season, but do those numbers move you in any way? Does it shock you? Does it impress you?
It shocks me the way you put it. But like you say, it's a lot of numbers, and that's a whole lot of calculation and stuff like that to try to get those numbers. So it's a lot of things. You got a Pro Bowl corner on the other side of me.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to pick and choose their battles, you know, and I just want to make sure if, you know, they do decide to come my way, I want to make the best of the play and try to help the defense as much as I can, whether it's pass breakups or handing out interceptions also, as I've done to the two safeties.
How about it, man? You're very generous, Conti and Major, getting the deflection. So you've had your hand in six, also 10 seconds.
It's not just me. It's just if I do bat the ball down, like, we always got guys around it to make the play on the ball. So, you know, you got linebackers out there making plays all the time. So we need our corners to kind of step up and do the same.
You kind of have a linebacker's mentality.
In this defense, you do have to have that physicality. That mentality, you know, to be a bruiser.
So the Hawk thing.
Yeah.
You liking it? You digging it?
I'm digging it. I'm not going to even lie about it. When Coach Marinelli first was sitting, I was like, well, I don't know how I feel about it, because we had Chris Conti, we called him Birdman.
Birdman, right?
You know, and then I thought about it. Well, you know, the Hawk is bigger than the Birds, so yeah. I guess we could go with it. But nah, yeah, it got out.